highest goal and privilege of the believer is to know God. God cannot be taught, but God can be caught. He said, you will find me when you are serious about it. And when you want me more than any other thing, there has to be a hunger, an insatiable hunger. Because the more you know, the more you know you don't know. So you just have to keep hungering and testing and panting after you. We do not know to ask for. Open our hearts to receive from you. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. How many of us were not in the second service? Let me see your hands. Third service, those who are in the third service. Okay, so I'll just, for the benefit of them, I'll run through it briefly. I'll do a summary, okay? Praise the Lord. So I don't need to preach it. If you want to hear it, go and check it online. Praise the Lord. Those that know their God. Our text, Daniel 11:32. The people who know their God shall be strong, and they will do great exploits. Exploits are in categories. Amen. There are exploits, small exploits, large exploits, exploits, great exploits. There are exploits that are self-announcing. There are exploits you need to announce. Praise the Lord. Hello. Let me use something we can all relate to. If you buy a Toyota Corolla, you've tried. People will celebrate with you. But it's a Corolla. Come on, it's a Corolla. You want to do your bow boat? Amen. But if you get a Lamborghini Countach or a Bugatti Veyron or a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, hello, you are not the one who will testify. It is people who will be testifying for you. See, have you seen Pastor's car? Man, that guy is born again. You know, there are backsliding cars. And they are born again cars. There are cars that say the Lord is good. And there are cars that say, have mercy on us, O Lord. Amen. He said they shall do great exploits. So God is looking for a people, a new generation. God is raising a new generation of believers. And the hallmark of that generation is that they know God. Amen. They know God. The purpose of salvation is to know God. You can't worship a God you don't know. Jesus told us clearly that the purpose of salvation is to know God. He said, this is eternal life, that they know you. So eternal life is not dying and going to heaven. It's just a fragment of it. Eternal life begins with walking the earth with a tangible, practical, demonstrable knowledge of God. Hallelujah. We said it is possible to walk with God. It's one of the tragedies of our faith. That you can be in Christianity for years. You can claim to walk with God for years. Even be very serious in church. Even be a pastor and a bishop. And not know this God. And we have many examples in scripture. Who do men say? But who do you say? They knew what people were saying about him, but they did not know him personally. One of the reasons why it's possible to walk with God and not know this God Should I call it the principal reason? It's because God is not a subject. It's not taught. I think that's one of the reasons we don't talk much about it in church. Because how do you teach? How do you teach it? He's not taught. He's caught. The knowledge of God is caught. Is experienced. The knowledge of God is not academic. It's not intellectual. It is revelatory and experiential. That means to know God, you must have a revelation. You must have a revelation. To grow in the knowledge of God, you must have an experience. Amen. And the knowledge I'm talking about is more experiential than anything. Now, come on. We are talking of having met 20 years ago. He doesn't have a revelation of me. He has an experience with me. So he can talk about a revelation of me and not convince you enough. But when he talks about an experience, so it has to be experiential. Am I communicating? Revelation enables you to see God as he wants to be seen. Which means there are aspects and dimensions of God you will never encounter without a revelation. Praise the Lord. When you read Isaiah, for example, Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And his train filled the temples. There were cherubs, there were seraphs around him. No, he said one, I think it was the cherub has six wings. The seraph, I think, has one has four, one has six. I think the cherub has. Let me not get confused at times. Praise the Lord. There's a revelation there. Let's not go there. Amen. The cherubs, the word cherub is kerubu, meaning near ones. Praise the Lord. So, he said, with two they fly. With two they did what? They cover their eyes. And with two they cover their feet. When you stay in the presence of the Shekinah, they had to cover their feet because they can't touch the throne of God. They had to cover their eyes because the glory that emanates from his presence. And the Bible says, they cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. They were not just chanting a mantra. When they remove the wings as if to see, they see a dimension of his glory and they holler, holy. And they cover their face. They remove it again, they see on that dimension and they holler, holy. So for all eternity, as they are beholding the manifold revelation of God's person, they are screaming non-stop, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. So there are dimensions in God. And we said growing in the knowledge of God requires experience. And experience is not possible without intimacy. Amen. Without intimacy. So you grow in the experience of the knowledge of God with what? Intimacy. Okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's a dimension. The full potential of your destiny cannot be unlocked without revelation. Okay? Now, we said this. There is an expression. I'm looking for the best word. The expressions of our walk with God, channels of our encountering God, that we seem to have forgotten as believers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in explaining that, I said that prayer is not God's best. there is something higher than prayer. As healing is not God's best, health is. Are we together? Why do we say prayer is not God's best? When God created man, he didn't create man to pray. But man must pray now. If you live without prayer, you are finished. Pray without. Everybody do this quickly. Close your eyes. Everybody, do as the man of God says. Close it. If you don't close it, I'll come and close it for you. Now also your mouth. Don't try and breathe. Now some of you are beginning to suffocate. Right? Hello. Thank you. Can you stop breathing? What breathing is to the physical body, prayer is to the spirit man. The only thing you cannot do without ceasing is breathing. And if you cannot stop, and he said, pray without ceasing. So, what breathing is to your physical man? That's what prayer is to the spirit. You stop praying, you start dying. We have too many corpses in church. I need you to understand that, because when I say prayer is not God's best, it was in Genesis 4:25 that the Bible tells us it was in the days of Seth that men began to pray, began to call upon the name of the Lord. And when you look at that, applying the principle of first mention, you understand what the principle of first mention is? When you want to understand the purpose of a thing, go to where it's first mentioned. And when you understand that, you realize that the purpose of prayer was to regain contact with God, to reestablish fellowship with God. Prayer was not designed to be a channel of ask and collect. It was for fellowship. So if Adam did not pray, how did he reach God? Because Seth was a descendant of Abraham, of Adam. Generations has passed before Seth came. So how did he commune with God? Because the Bible tells us that God came in the cool of the night and communed with Adam. When you understand how Adam communed with God, you will understand the dimension I'm talking about. Under the old covenant, God revealed himself to men by what is called a theophany, a visible apparition or manifestation of an invisible God. And I think I need to drop this again. Every time from Genesis to Revelation that men saw God, it was Jesus. He is the visible form of the invisible God. Whether it was the angel of the Lord, it was Jesus. The one who appeared to Abraham was Jesus. The one who Moses saw was Jesus. That's why Jesus said to Abraham, said about Abraham, Abraham rejoiced to see me in his days. He said, you are not yet 50. This Abraham. He said, before Abraham was, I am. But God did not appear to Adam by theophany. Theophanies were needed to communicate to a spiritually dead people because they could not relate by spirit, so they needed to relate by eyes. So God will come out as the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, an angel. But in Adam's case, prior to the fall, Adam was pure spirit. Adam was a spirit man, not a man spirit. You know what I mean of human? Humus man. That's why I don't like being called a human being. Sand man. You call me sand, it's an insult. I'm a spirit. So Adam related to God as a spirit man. And the Bible says God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the only way Adam could have seen God and spoken to God was spirit to spirit. Adam was a spirit, but God gave him a body to be able to relate to the physical world. Praise the Lord. So in my opinion, Adam found a way to step out of the body. Now when I said that, some people were like, is that possible? That man you see in your dream that looks like you, that is walking about, then, you know, as it happened to you, you get to a place, you say, I've been here before. But you've never been there physically. That's your spirit has been there. That man that walks around, that you see in the dream walking around, that's your spirit. When you are sleeping, the guy walks out. Adam found a way to just step out. Say, I don't need you here. I need to talk to God. We concluded by saying prayer is not complete until you know how to break out of the limitations of the flesh, the limitations of tradition. No traditional prayer. You talk, then you say, in Jesus' name, amen, you go. Where you can put that aside and let your spirit break out, break forth, and touch God. And you know, you can't touch God without something showing. Jacob wrestled with God, and the evidence was in his limp, an indelible mark. Moses encountered God, and his face shone. You know, the secret of carrying divine presence is meeting God in prayer. You see, when you are with him, he rubs off on you. You see, when he's revealed, we will be like him because we see him as he is. The men who carried the presence of God was because when they went to the place of prayer, they took something of God with them when they came out. No body shadow can heal. It was God in the shadow of Peter. It was the Shekinah of God that was following and accompanying Peter, that was healing people. Catherine Kuhlman, how many of you have read about her? She goes for a meeting. There's some meeting she goes. If the meeting has to start at night, she will be there like 30 minutes before. Because as she's walking through the hotel, everybody's going down. People are being knocked down under the power of God. You get to church, you know, like service is supposed to be, first service is supposed to be 7:15. Then pastor has to come in like 6:30. Because first of all, everybody must sleep for 40 minutes. Because he's carrying something. Because God came with him from his prayer room. I'll tell you something. Two things, and we go to pray. Are we together? To tell you it's possible. Praise the Lord. I was sharing it with you and I forgot. I always do something to overtook it. So I'll just give you two experiences. I was listening to a tape. Reverend Charles Achoa, Dulos Ministries. And he was talking about the miraculous. And people come and say, lay hands on me, I want to receive, blah, 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 blah. And he said, have you, they say you want to do that, you have not done so. This, he talked about fasting, talked about prayer. Then I heard the word contact, 10, contact 15, for the first time in my life. And I was wondering, what is contact 15? or contact 10. You see, when you want to do contact 10, you prepare for contact 15. And as what was contact 15? He was talking about 15 hours in tongues, non-stop. You say, I want the anointing on that man. It's not by 18 pounded yam. You see, so if you want to do contact 10, you prepare for contact 15 because, you know, you get tired. And then, so contact 10 is 10 hours. God. And I'm here speaking in tongues for a few minutes and reporting myself to God. So I decided I was going to try it. I was able to do 6 hours in tongues. And I had a vigil, a youth vigil that day. When I came out, just putting my leg on the ground, things began to happen. Things began to happen. Why? I think I touched someone. Not just something. I touched someone. I was trying to share with him some years back. I went to Naifeh. I went to Port Harcourt to preach to Naifeh. I like preaching to young people. They are hungry. I like you guys. Don't lose this hunger. You know, when they are growing older, they begin to think of the cares of this life. I've seen scriptures come alive. Say the cares of this world and the desire for that is. You see, it chokes it. It's not a joke. I can't remember what I preached about. I think I've always been passionate, crazy about just touching God. I remember telling him, I said, look, whatever you're looking for, see, if you can just get God to get up from his throne and follow you, that's all. You see, we come boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain what? And find what? So if you are coming to the throne of grace, who is sitting on the throne? It's grace. It's the throne of grace. Grace owns the throne. Grace is a person. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is a person. So if you come to the throne of grace, the purpose of coming to the throne of grace is to get grace to get up from his throne and walk with you, because you came to find grace to help you. So I told them, if you can get grace to get up from this throne tonight, whatever you are looking for is done. Those guys, it was as if, is that what you are saying? They took over from me. They prayed. You will pray too. Pastor, at some point I felt God's presence so thick, like a, you know, the river of God's presence. To this point, I couldn't move my legs. They prayed heaven down, and miracles were happening. Things were happening. And then they came after the service and said, Uncle, you know the way they talk, I want to be like you. In my heart, I was saying, I know, I want to be like you. That hunger you showed reminded me of what I used to be. You don't go to the throne of grace to salute grace. You don't go to the throne of grace to feel good that you've prayed. You don't go to the throne of grace for an excursion. You go to the throne of grace to make grace get up and follow you. You see, with great grace, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Christ. So with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Christ because great grace was upon them. So grace is power. So the way you know grace has left is that power goes with you. I'm throwing the same challenge to you this morning. Can grace get up for you? Will it get up from the throne and follow you? Because he's willing to go home with someone today. He's willing to go home with someone. See, if he goes home with you, imagine what will happen to that generational affliction. He will leave. That limitation that has, you know, nobody in the family has crossed that barrier. Grace enters your house. That's the end of it. Because the reason is, he is there to help you in your area of need. But he must get up. He must get up. You see, the reason why we keep having, you know, circles of one problem after the other is that grace has never gotten up for us. You see, you obtain mercy, then find grace. Mercy for to forgive you for the error, then grace to make sure it never repeats. He said somebody's going to pray him down. Say, let's come boldly to the throne of grace. Grace wants to go home with someone. The man called Grace. The physical, tangible manifestation of the personality of grace wants to go with someone. Our prayer has been, Lord, show me. I want to know you. I want to meet with you. This service, we are pushing it further. We are saying, not only do I want to know you and meet you, I want you to get up and follow me. I want you to go with me. I want you to accompany me home. If I have hungry people, they'll be praying already. If you are waiting for me to tell you when to pray, I want to know you. I want to meet you. But most importantly, grace must arise and go with me. I have come to the throne to meet him who sits on the throne. That something of him who sits on the throne will follow me back. Can I get your attention? Just give me attention a little while. There's a difference between anointing and presence. There's a world of difference. Presence will manifest with anointing, but you can have anointing without presence. Let me show you. First mention, right? Let me show you what the presence of God is. The Bible says, Adam hid himself from the presence of God. Say why? The Bible says he heard the sound, the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. How many people have been to the village or grew up? You know, you have some village experience. We used to go there, you know, as young children. Have you gone to the farm in the village? You know, the farms are usually outside. So you pass some bush paths and it's usually very quiet. You hear the birds chirp. And when you're walking, the dry leaves, when you're walking, do you hear your footsteps? He said he heard the sound of the Lord God walking. So what it means, they were hearing the footsteps of God. So presence of God is not a feeling, it's a person. He said they hid themselves from the presence of God. And the Bible describes the presence. He said God walked in the cool of the day and they were hearing the sound of his footsteps. So when you carry the presence of God, it means God backs you and goes with you everywhere you go. It means when you come out of the place of prayer, you are going, God says, I've not had enough of you. So he gets up and says, let's go together. That's what I desire for my life. And that's what I desire for you. Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I, God was standing there with him. Lord, I don't just want to know you. I want to have you. I want you to be with me wherever I go. I want you to leave your throne today and back me through life. Can we pray?
My desire is to know you more. My desire is to know you more. Oh my love, hide me in your secret place. My desire is to know you more. My desire is to know you more. Oh my love, hide me in your secret place. Is to know you more. My desire is to know you more. Oh my God, hide me
Shepatele kotos koli Repapa. Rapata, Lekeria, Eparus, Ketedigada, Rapa,
Let's go.
There's someone here. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth into a new dimension of the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost and power. You are breaking forth. 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 You are breaking. You are breaking. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. You are entering into a dimension of oppression in the things of the spirit that you have never ever touched before. Oh, you are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. Lord, you know who you are talking about. You know those you are talking about. Lord, confirm your word. 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 All over this place. Oh, confirm your word. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. Let there be no doubt. Let there be no doubt. Let there be no doubt. Let it break forth. 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 Let it break forth.
My desire is to see your face.
Oh, my
There's a release of a prophetic anointing. There's a release of a prophetic anointing. There's a release, there's a release, there's a release. There's a release of a prophetic anointing. There's a release, there's a release. Yes, 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 there's a release of a prophetic anointing, a prophetic mantle. La patale kete, rapa patale gada gada, sheparos katale gada gadi, la prakatole mandos. Let's not stop, let's not stop, let's press, let's press, let's press, let's press it, let's press it.
My desire is to love you more.
Oh, there's a release, yes, a prophetic
anointing. My desire,
there's a prophetic mantle.
Is to love
there's a prophetic
you
mantle. La paragada dosa belagadia, shapata la korikata, rapa patale kiri belagade, le prekendo soprando skande, e pariata la koria, rapa patale gadagados, shapata le prekete ligadagados, le prekete ligadagados, shapali karabala gadagade, le prekendo soprando skande, rekete le kori papali gadagade. Don't be quickly satisfied. God has more for you. He has much more, much more, much more. Much more than you have touched. Much more, much more. Press in and take everything He has for you. Healing mantles have been released. Healing mantles. Healing mantle. The gift of healing. Healing mantles have been released. Healing mantles. Healing mantles. Healing mantles. Healing mantles have been released. They have been released. They have been released. They have been released right in this place and even online. Healing mantles. Healing mantles. Healing mantles. Healing mantles. God will heal you and use you to heal. Are you tired? Are you tired? Are you tired?
There is a great fire cries out for Lord.
Healing mantles, healing mantles. Healing mantles, healing mantles, healing mantles, healing mantles, healing mantles. The world is in need of help. There is an outbreak of the healing power of God. Healing mantles, healing mantles, healing mantles. La kata la prakate, rekete kalibra, rapa patoskali. Healing mantles, healing mantles. Deliverance anointed. Deliverance anointed. Shabata la kata la kade. Lepreketo li kata. Rapa pata li karabada kada. Shekete kelia. Rapa pata li kada kados. Repete li kada kade. Shabata. Receive it, receive it. Receive of His fullness. Receive of His fullness. Receive of His fullness. Receive of His fullness.
It is the place of your dwelling, Lord. The place where the bones to the deep. I am overwhelmed.
Blood. If I can only but touch.
know you more than I have known you. It is a
place. Repapata la pori papali ganagade, shabali ganagadia, lepreketo le managadagadi, repapata, rabadagadagados, shepata le pori pata.
The disciple of the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's something I would like to share with you. Do you mind? God said in the last days, He will raise again the prophetic mantle of Elijah. He will raise again in the last days the prophetic mantle of Elijah. Malachi chapter 4. He said, before the coming and the dreadful day of the Lord, I will raise again Elijah the prophet. Elijah is not coming in person, he's a mantle. John the Baptist came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. What launched me into the ministry we run is that commission. We run an Elijah commission. God said to me, I send you as a witness to the world in this last days. Now go in the spirit of Elijah. I don't like to talk about it, because I don't want to appear to boast, blow my trumpet. But I believe without an iota of doubt that God has given me the prophetic mantle of Elijah. And I want to share that with you. I want to release that which He has given me. Because we need many Elijahs, not one. We need many Elijahs. We need men that can close the heavens at will and bring nations to their knees in repentance. If you want this man to rise to your feet, lift up your hands. Let your faith draw it. I'm going to join my faith with yours. It's not mine. It is God that said to Moses, I will take of the spirit that I've placed upon you and I'll put it on the 70 elders. It's only the owner of a thing that can take it. So I'm going to join my faith with you that God will take it and give to you. Are you ready? Ask God to give it to you. Let your desire be strong. Oh, let it be strong. Elijah was a man of unparalleled signs and wonders. He was a man of dangerous boldness. He was a man that confronted principalities and powers. He took nations. We want to take nations. We are not satisfied with a few churches. We want to take nations. We want to take continents for Christ. Say, Lord, I need the Elijah mantle. I need the Elijah mantle. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need that prophetic mantle of Elijah the prophet. I need it. I need it. My faith is stretched out. Lord, I need it. I need it. I need it. Ask him to release it upon you. In an attitude and a posture of receiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we come to you in the name that is above all names. Lord, we are asking for an uncommon impartation of grace, of virtue, of power. We're asking for a stirring up of gifts and potentials. People with teaching graces that don't even know they have it, let it be stirred up. Evangelistic graces, prophetic graces, apostolic graces, pastoral graces, let it be stirred up. Let there be an awakening. The anointing you have for each and every one of them, let there be an outpouring. Let there be an outpouring of that grace, of that unction. Let there also be the release of the Elijah mantle. I sense 5 persons here receiving the first installment. The first installment. The first installment. The first installment. 5 persons. 5 persons. You're already receiving it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Yes, receive it, receive it. Yes, yes, it's breaking forth, it's breaking forth. 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 Yes, 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 it's breaking forth. It's breaking forth, it's breaking forth. There's an angel here carrying a golden vial of oil. I don't know whose head is for, but there is someone God is looking to anoint. There's an angel carrying a golden vial of oil, hovering over this place. I pray he will find you. I pray he will find you. Yes, I pray, I pray, I pray he'll find you. He's pouring forth the golden oil of God's presence. There's an angel. He's pouring it out, he's pouring it out. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Please stretch forth your hands. There is something called the Cyrus anointing. Ministry anointing without finances is annoyance. He said, yet once more, my city shall yet be spread abroad through prosperity. We need money for this gospel. Let's not pretend about it. And we need it in millions and billions. Stretch forth your hands. I'm going to trust God that that angel will put that oil on your hands and release to you power to get wealth. Release to you anointing. The anointing plays a major role in prosperity. It imparts favor, so that men will commit to you things that will make for your prosperity, and then it prospers the work of your hands. He said the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. The Lord made everything that he did to prosper in his hands. Stretch forth your hands. Just make sure they don't hurt themselves. There's going to be a lot of that. Demons will fly out on their own. Stretch forth your hands. Stretch forth your hands. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. The Cyrus anointing in the name of Jesus is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Yes, it's coming. Billionaires have been raised. Billionaires have been raised. Billionaires have been raised. Receive the unction. Receive the anointing. Receive it. 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 Somebody help her. Ay, 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 ay. Receive it. Receive it. The Cyrus anointing. Receive it. It's still being poured out. It's being still being poured out. Listen to me. There are 10 persons. 10. 10. Nothing less than 10. They might be more. Because people were keen. But there are 10 persons here under the sound of my voice. A number of you right now don't look like it. Right now don't look like it. But God is going to lift you up financially in the place of business and commerce. Now, it's not for you to feel good. It's for his work. It's for his work. The reason Christians become rich and crash is they don't recognize it's for his work. 10 persons. You might be struggling now. You might be struggling. You might be wondering where the next meal is going to come from. But hear me. Something is coming upon you. Something is coming upon you that will change your financial story in such a dramatic fashion that even you will wonder. Now, Holy Spirit, you know them. Touch. Touch their lives. Touch their minds. Touch their businesses. Touch every aspect of their life. Touch everything that needs to be touched. That this change will come. Are we ready? Come and say, I receive. 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 Say, I receive the Cyrus anointing. In the name of Jesus. You will join me. We'll count 1 to 10. Let's watch what God will do. Okay? Is that okay? Are you ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Receive it. 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 Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on, receive 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 it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Father. Eparushka teli mando go sombra gade. Jali karabadagado sombre gede gedos. Do we have space to bring them out? Do we have space to bring them out? Now listen to me. You see, what's happening now? By the grace of God, I carry a deliverance anointing. So as I'm declaring, some of those manifestations is the demon reacting and going out. If God has destined you for prosperity, the stagnation will go. The poverty will go. Rising and crashing will go. Quickly, bring them forward. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I want to touch them. I want to lay my hands. Pastor, I think you will join me. If you came under the power, quickly. Come on, quickly. If you can come, come. If you can help them, workers, help us. You don't want me to go? Don't tempt me. And just bring them out. Some at the edges. Now listen to me. Many needs have been met already. Or they have been met. Whatever you came here with as a need is done. Is done. Is done. Now if you came with pain in any part of your body, check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Check yourself. And if you discover you've been healed already, wave, let me see you. If you came here with sickness, you came with pain, check yourself, you've been healed. Are you waving to me, my dear? Come on, wave, let me see you. Thank you, Jesus. Check yourself, you discover you've been healed. Just wave, 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 wave. I heard the Lord say concerning somebody that he changed the diagnosis the doctors gave you here. I don't know what the doctors told you, but God has changed the diagnosis. He has changed what they said about you. He has given you the answer. Help us. Is anybody? Can you help us? Let's just lay hands on them. Ask God to confirm what he has started. Please, please. Let's. There are some here. So they can move. Oh, you don't want us to close. Oh, you want more? Pastor, I'm saying they don't want us to close. They say we should soak. I say they don't want us to close. They say we should soak. We should continue soaking.
Okay.
I was asking them to assist us. Has that lady? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hold him, hold him, hold him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Can she kneel upright? The sound of my voice, I'm coming. There's someone under the sound of my voice. They told you you'll be great. You've heard it over and over and over again, but you're wondering why that greatness has not manifested. You know I'm talking to you. Step forward. Sanctuary, and it will happen very soon. Asa, all of you, whoa, lift up your hands. Lord, I'd meant to lay hands on them, but the way it is, I might not be able to do it myself. So I'm asking you, Lord, please lay your hands on them. Do it for me. Let the veil, whatever is holding back their greatness, let it be consumed. Let it be consumed. Let it be consumed. Let it be consumed by your fire, the fire of your presence, in the name of Jesus. Okay, those that are here, let me say, thank you, Jesus. Join hands. Let the first light join hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like a tidal wave, let your glory fall. Touch each and every one of them. From the first to the very last. Touch. 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 Touch, 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 touch. Let the barrier to their greatness be dissolved. Let it be dissolved. Let it be dissolved. Let it be dissolved. Touch, 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 touch. Join hands, please. Let's do the same thing. There are a few on this side. Or we can even lay hands on them. There are a few. Okay. Let's just lay hands on them. There are a few. Okay. Can I let go of your hands? Please join me. Thank you, Jesus. The barrier to your greatness is lifted. It is lifted. It is lifted. It is lifted. If I touch you, you can go. Go back. It is lifted. It is lifted. It is lifted. You enter into that greatness. It is lifted. You enter into that greatness in the name of Jesus. That barrier is lifted. You enter. You enter into that greatness. That barrier is lifted. You enter today into that greatness. It is lifted. It is lifted. I declare lifted. You enter into your greatness in the name of Jesus. Bring him. Come, 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 come. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fire! Fire! is lifted in the name of Jesus. It is lifted in the name of Jesus. Why are you wasting your time? I strip you of your powers and I paralyze your resistance. Bible says when he's stronger than he comes, he takes from him the armor in which he draws. I take it all out of the way. I command at the count of three, you quit stalling, you quit your tantrums and you go. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Out! You are loosed in the name of Jesus. Leave her. Leave her. Don't struggle with her. The struggle strengthens it. The barrier to your greatness is lifted. Enter into your greatness in the name of Jesus. The barrier to your greatness is lifted. Enter into that greatness in the name of Jesus. One more thing, and I'll pray for them, right? Oh. There are students here, right? There are students here. Oh well, I don't know if they're numbers. There's someone. Having serious academic struggles, but that's not always been the case. You were bright student, but all of a sudden, you started having struggles to the point that you even struggled to understand what you read. Come, quickly. You know yourself, quickly. You from that enchantment. I release you from that struggle. Every manipulation of your mental capacity, of your mental faculties, I annul by the blood of Jesus. I command an activation of your mind. I command a restoration of your understanding and your capacity for academics in the name of Jesus. 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 I command the release on each and every one of you. The spirit of excellence. I command the release of an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Can I pray, Father?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those under the power, just leave them there.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.